Hello, we will wait one more minute because people are still joining in. All right, I think we can start today's meeting, which will be, I guess, basically a recap of our Wolfcon session from last week. But we will start, as always, with announcements. I have one to share that is from Magda. She posted this on Slack a few days ago. This is about a UAT for setting multiple instance records for deletion, and you can participate until mid of October, October 14th. And yeah, I've copy-pasted the message here in our meeting notes, and you can find the test instructions behind this link. And if you have any questions, I'm sure you can reach out to Magda. Is there anything else for announcements? Okay, then we can continue and try to do a recap of our meeting last week. Here's the link to the agenda. I've listened to the recording and I'm just half through it. I will update the notes accordingly, so that is not done yet, but I will do it until early next week. And we have already the YouTube link here. So the video has been cut. So our issues at the beginning, we had technical issues for, I don't know, around 10 minutes. They are now gone from the video. So you can take a look here if you did not have a chance to participate last week. Yeah, starting maybe with what was the outcome. One of the outcomes was that we want to collect use cases for searching holdings and items and viewing holding and items independent from the instance record. And I've created a page. It's just a skeleton page, quite empty for now. But it would be good if you could, if you do have any use case that it was at least one person last week mentioned that she had a use case. Please add your use cases here, even if you've already wrote it into some Jira issues. Just copy paste them here so that we have one page where we can start working on, and that is then also helpful for Christine and Ryan as POs. So, looking at the agenda from last week, our discussion was focused around inventory UI and the instance-centric user interface. We started with discussing search, and someone we looked at different apps like the Orders app, the Agreements app, and the Licenses app, and what they are doing there with searching and displaying records. Then there was a good comment. It was from Kristen Martin from Chicago that at least in the Orders folks, don't really use or like the purchase order line search. So that is, you can search for purchase orders and purchase order lines depending on your guidelines in your library. So if you do multiple purchase order lines per PO or not, this search is helpful or not. So we should definitely keep in mind that those searches that have been implemented here can be a blueprint for us, but we also always have to see if they really fit our needs for our inventory app. Then we went on just shortly on result list design. Regan shared this feature UX prod 435. That is the really old, it's about the hierarchical result list. We were looking at this concept and if it would fit our needs. Then Kimmy, one of the UX UI designers, shared a link to a folder on Google Drive, where she put some of the old mockups back from 2021. So it would be good to revisit those mockups. They are a bit more refined than the rough mockups that Philip provided and are linked here in this old ticket. Then we briefly discussed the detail view third pane. There was a mention from, I can't remember who it was. It was about Folio's pane layout and that they don't like it. So that was feedback as well. Next steps. I think one of the main points was that we want to collect now the use cases and that we need to continue discussing this topic here in the MMSIG. Let me for a moment stop sharing to pull up my notes. Regan and I, we reached out to Christine and then to Ryan to ask what they think would be a realistic goal for development or even for something to do some spec work that could be developed in, I don't know, one of the next releases. And what, let me see if Christine is on the call. Oh, I don't see her. So then let me summarize it for you. What Christine mentioned was that one thing they are already working on is something that has to do with facet dependency. If you are when you are on an ECS Folio tenant. So the issue here is if you, for instance, filter for an item with an item status of, I don't know, checked out, withdrawn, any item status, you get an instance record that has an item attached with one of those statuses, but it's not necessarily the tenant you are working with or the subtenant you are working with. So they will fix that in one of the next releases. But that is the only thing they are currently working on and have planned to work on. So, depending on the outcome of our future discussion, we will definitely not see anything developed for Trillium. So, I mean, Trillium has been delayed and work is already done, but also not for the future release, the Umbrella Leaf release. So, I think we then talk, I don't know, Umbrella Leaf and beyond. So, maybe end of 2026 or even 2027. So, we will have to make sure that we get everything spec'd out that we want to have, and we have to get an understanding and agreement. But it will be a long-term goal. And I think I will leave it with that for now and hope that anyone will add something who was at the meeting or correct me if I got something wrong.
Well, I think just one more thing to mention that you and I discussed, and to make sure to remind everybody that in all of this development, whatever we come up with, has to pass technical council. And so we will be keeping them apprised of what we're doing. And it might be that we come up with something we really, really like, and then technical council says no, that that's too difficult, or would require so many breaking changes or something. So it is just something to keep in mind as we go forward, that while we should definitely be going for what works for the majority of us the best, that we may not be able to do everything we want exactly because of technical and developmental issues and stuff. So just remember to keep that in mind.
So given that people who were attending the conference last week in person need to maybe settle for now, and also people who did attend virtually have to catch up so much from their regular job and maybe sessions that they want to rewatch the recording or watch it for the first time, I would suggest that we don't use today's meeting for the continuation, because I feel that we have to summarize it for us for ourselves before we continue. So give people at least 1 more week to come up with something in their minds. And I think we also have to start collecting the use cases and then looking where this leads us, because there's something like the pane layout of Folio. So I think that we have to, that is what it is for now, and I don't think we can change just one app, and we can't of course change the whole system. So we have to formulate and write up some realistic goals here. Let me put up the agenda again. Okay, there's a comment in chat. Sarah, I think that is related to what I've been talking earlier, right? The bug with the filter. The item
Yeah,
filter.
you were saying something about how somebody had brought that up about if you do a search for item status or anything on the item, you can't make it specific to its location. And so, like in the Five Colleges, we can, you know, it could be a UMass book, and I'm looking for a Mount Holyoke withdrawn book, but I get all the results for UMass too. And so it's always really hard to do searches like that in the UI.
I'm not 100% sure that this is what they are currently working on. I think
Oh, okay.
we need to ask Christine. So from the ticket that I saw, and Christine, shared a screen share that she did. That is this constellation where you have the central tenant, and then I don't know the terminology. Is it like a child tenants or? So I'm not working with ECS, but you have a central tenant, and then you can add your holdings for just your local tenant. And it should then be possible to do a filter on state item status, for instance, and that will only look at your subtenant holdings and not all tenants, but I think you are at the five colleges. Are you still on one tenant?
Yeah, we will stay on one tenant, so then that wouldn't apply to us. But I would think that this would actually be helpful to the broader community in the sense that, like, if you have a law library and a medical library and a main library, or you have a music and a science and a main library, that you oftentimes are looking specifically for the items in just one location, specific to whatever their status is or other aspects. And there are so many false positive results that you get back. And so I had misunderstood what you were describing, but I would love that, generally speaking, no matter if you're a single tenant or if you're a consortial or, this other type of arrangement. Anybody with many different holding locations must have the same problem.
Yep, I think that would be a good use case to add to the page.
Yeah, and I think that Christine had maybe said that once they get done doing it for the ECS, that then maybe that could help and be pulled into the non-ECS environments, but right now it's only ECS. So, like I said, it could be that I know what you're talking about, Sarah, and it could be that that is coming, or that's, yes, the work could be copied over and used, because that is very annoying when it takes the location from one like item record and pairs it with the status of another one.
Yeah, and even if you do like a CC, like use the SQL, the search, the other search, there's no way to say, like the item status and the location both have to be this together. Like there's no, I haven't found a way to get it to work even using advanced or the query search. So, if at least in that there you could do it, that would even be helpful. But yeah, we'll just have to wait.
Okay. Then I would say we should continue working on that page. We can, yeah, see if it's a use case for searching or viewing or anything else afterwards, and then we can go through the list. I hopefully it will be a longer list. We can go over the list, and then we can try to categorize the items and maybe split them up. Yep, so that would be my suggestion here. Yeah, Sarah.
So I have a question about that. So I had seen you had posted a link about the page where to collect search use cases. And so is there a separate one, and I just missed it, for results viewing use cases? Because searching, because it doesn't seem to be the, use cases for searching is not the same necessarily as use cases for viewing. I mean, they're obviously tied together, but I wasn't sure if that was appropriate then here too, and I didn't want to put down something inappropriate. Kind of like we had also mentioned previously, you had even brought it up, like in ERM, how you can pop over to view the agreement lines, right? Like that would be so helpful for items, but that doesn't necessarily have to do with searching. Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you are correct. So it's just not labeled correctly here. I thought we have one page where we put everything in, and then we can yeah, split it up afterwards. And I will update yeah, the heading of this page, so the title. So just put everything in what you have about searching items, searching holdings, and viewing those record types. And even beyond, if it's something that we haven't considered or thought about yet. Is there anything else you want to share from last meeting, or do you have some open questions? Anything you want to discuss today?
I'll just speak up. So I wasn't at WolfCon, but so I'm wondering, was there also just
Oh, you're muted again.
sorry. I wasn't at WolfCon, so I'm so, was there a discussion around how to or how, whether will be built into kind of how Folio works with upgrades that new features around searching and then also retrieval, indexing, I guess is basically it then, get built into the process. So for example, like on ransoms, it's so great now to have that publication date column and the date range search filter or the filter. And but I'm finding that it's also kind of dangerous to use because when I use it, so many of our records don't have that data indexed or even displaying. And so then they are not retrieved. And so you have to be really careful when you use it for what purposes you're using it. It's more only useful if you go, oh, yes, I know I cataloged that last week, so it will have it. But if it's anything, I can't do it to go, oh, show me everything, published in 2024, because most things won't be retrieved. This seems to be like a really, to me, this seems like a big pain point, right? Like that we get these great new features, but then they're very much a mixed bag because of the indexing or re-indexing issue.
So to answer your question, we have not been talking about that, and also not this specific use case, but also not in a broader term. But what you describe right now, so that not all your data is indexed, or at least it sounds like that is the case. I think that is a bug, and maybe someone had to run, I don't know, a reindex or some migration script. So maybe you should get in contact with your hosting provider.
Felix, I just threw something in chat. Sorry, this is Laura.
Yep.
There's a Mark Migrations tool that needs to run to do the re-indexing with the updated mapping rules in order for that to work.
Is that something that the customer, so the library, would need to run, or is it something the hosting provider does during migration?
I suppose it depends on the hosting provider, but in our case at least, it was our hosting provider that ran it for us. We did have to point it out to them. I see Charlotte has a hand up.
I agree. Yes, you should ask your hosting provider.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Laura, for providing that link. That's great.
Always good when the question and the answer and the knowledge comes together, and we can solve one issue from one institution. Yep. So good place to look up something, and it's from the more technical side, but here the Folio Wiki has this releases page where you can browse through all the releases, like Remsen's Quesnelia, and also the upcoming releases. It's primarily, I guess, for the IT or technical staff, but it's also helpful for librarians, like, I don't know, system librarians, because you can see, I don't know, if a new index has been added or something has been changed. If you have to use a new endpoint to perform a reindex, for instance, I think that is something that comes with Remsen's or Sunflower. So always good to keep an eye on that page, even if you are not responsible for actually performing those updates. I see something in chat. Can anyone say something about Natasha's question?
I'm going to ask a preliminary question to Natasha. Did you guys come over from Sierra or Triple I or from elsewhere?
Me at U Chicago, we came over
Yeah.
from Olay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because part of the answer to this question, if you came over from a Sierra and a Create List library, I don't consider the List app robust. Based on what we were able to do there. But if you came from elsewhere, other people might have a different opinion. But that's my opinion is it has a few nice things, but it's not as robust as I need it yet. Although I think once we upgrade to Sunflower and can do a little bit more with Mark, I don't think we can search Mark directly, like by a mark tag, but you can maybe search SRS records. That'll probably help. But yeah, as Sarah says, it's evolving. But other people might have a different opinion.
It also really depends on which, so inventory was not its first target, so to speak. So it depends on what you are wanting to search, what type of records. So, or I mean, part of it started with items and holdings, and it's only working its way up. But like users and other areas are starting to be there and are there, and so it can be useful, but it definitely has its constraints.
Okay, thank you. I was wonder I guess I was just wondering when I'm trying to think of use cases for searching inventory for holdings and items information. I haven't had the opportunity to play around with the list app, and I was wondering if some of these things could be done using the list app.
They can like so the issue that I'm describing about having multiple hold locations and then the item status, you're saying my location and item status X, and it gives you item status X for any location, and it gives you your location with any item status. You can get around that in lists, but then you're in lists, right? And then you're not in the UI to just look at things. So you can, and but it also is it's not the same as being able to necessarily search directly in the UI in inventory and then just deal with stuff or skim stuff.
It does much better with pre-populated list of information that was really easy for them to put in there, but like free text fields, there are some, but that's where to me that really gets to be the sticking point. So yeah, if like you need to search for like missing items, it's really good. But if you need to search for bad data in a free text field, not yet.
Thank you. It's helpful.
Okay. Then let's continue with the council updates and subgroup updates. Jennifer, anything you want to mention from PC?
So for the PC, we just continued our discussions from Wolfgang, the shoulder meetings. We're just trying to kind of set our priorities for the year. So that means our top three are, continuing the community priorities dashboard, working on kind of a whole life cycle of new features and community development, as well as the relationship in between release stakeholders management and product council. And that, I mean, we're just getting started with this work, so we'll be creating subgroups and going forward. I think the only thing for MM probably is, have you presented your top five priorities yet to product council? I can't remember.
Not yet, and that's bad on my part because Regan already asked me to pick a date and I totally forgot it. So I will reach out to Regan and then we will get back to you with the date. I'm sorry.
No worries. And you can sign up here. I'll put the link in chat through the topic calendar. And you can pick any date you want, and it's about 10, 15 minutes. You don't have to do any slides or any of that. Just say, here are top five, and that's it. Really, that's the only update I have. As you know, Bulk Edit or and List App Bella will not be meeting pretty much through October. So if you do go to that meeting, please check the Slack channel. Magda and or Kathleen will post updates when those meetings start again. Data Import SIG also did not meet this week.
All right, then thanks for the PC update. Okay, looks like we have a short meeting today. I wish you all a really nice evening or good afternoon wherever you are located, and then see you next week. Bye all.
Hi, thanks.
Bye.